Topic 2.12 is to explain the nature of the genetic code. Triplet code only, non-overlapping and degenerate, not required at AS. But you're all clever kids. You can do the non-overlapping and degenerate bit. So we've got a series of DNA bases, and we know that we've got 20 amino acids. We've only got four bases. One base can't code for one amino acid. Two bases per amino acid don't give us enough combinations. Four by four gives us only an option of 16 possible amino acids. So that's not quite enough. However, if you have three bases, then that gives you 64 combinations, four by four by four. And that's more than enough. And sure enough, we find that three bases code for a single amino acid. There's a fair bit of overlap in this. You'll find when you look at DNA codons that, for example, proline is coded for by CCA, CCC, CCG, and CCT. So it doesn't matter what the third base in the codon is. So there's a bit of inbuilt redundancy in here, and this helps to protect the DNA code against mutations and problems with the transcription and translation. Okay, so we know that three DNA and then subsequently RNA bases code for each amino acid. It's non-overlapping because the codes follow each other like beads on a necklace. Each triplet follows each other, and there's no gaps, there's no overlapping. It's also degenerate, which means there's large amounts that aren't used and aren't needed. 50% at least of the DNA molecule is never used because it's the gene on the template strand that is coded from, and the opposite strand is useless. So you've got gibberish for at least 50% of it. You've also got a load of bits called introns, which are between the genes and which do not yet, to our knowledge, form any useful purpose. Okay, so there's an awful lot that isn't used in the genetic code. But remember, the triplet, three bases, forming a codon which codes for a particular amino acid.